All right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with the Rock Solid Gym Method that includes courses, journals, and one-on-one coaching. And we are here to help you find balance for your love for the gym, your healthy lifestyle, but I come after the fitness industry, where we talk more about mindset and balance of it all and not feeling guilty about needing to push and drive and do everything all the time. And that's going to be perfect segue into today's episode, where we are going to talk about learning how to do rest days, I think. Let me look and see exactly what I was planning on titling this again. Learning to take rest days. So the big thing for this is I've been having to remind myself of this again, and here's why. So past me, or if it's you right now, current you, is always seeing this toxic productivity, or like, I can't think of the words right now, but it's like always happy, always confident, always like getting things done. Just the motivation that you're always looking for. And okay, so we're all over the place. I don't have anything written down, of course. Welcome to the Brain Dump Diaries. It's all just me dumping my brain. So again, I always say that I need to, we'll go on this little rant and then circle right back. But I always think I need to have this like together, but it's called the Brain Dump Diaries for a reason. So it's my ridiculous all over the place thought process is coming together. And now that's what I am dumping into here. And it's really just a big journal. And if you're listening to this, fantastic. We are going to get into it right now. But the whole motivation thing. I, for the longest time, like for a year or two, was always looking at motivational videos to like get me amped for the gym, get me amped to work on more of my stuff for business, to do more, to constantly like one up everybody, to where I was like, people were waking up at 5 a.m. and working out. Okay, well, I will do that. I will get up before everybody else and like get really excited about that and feel really accomplished and confident that I'm doing things before anybody else is. Like, while the world is sleeping, I'm up here grinding. And then it was like, but you also need to stay up late at night, because after your 9 to 5, you need to put in work for your dreams, and you need to put in work to get things done for you, because you spend all day working for somebody else's dream. It's time for you to work for your own dream. And so my work days for my job, my work days for me, were like 18 to 19 hour days. And I would only feel like really accomplished and happy for myself, even though I was running on like 4 to 5 hours of sleep for existence. Like, I thought that was productive for so long. And like having that 18 hour day, like it still sticks into my head, and I still have to catch myself from like, that's not good. Just like going for a leg day and like having to throw up or like going and working out and like throwing up afterwards is not a goal you should want to have. It's not something you want to be working towards. It's not good. And that's so rooted deeply into my psyche of like constantly working hard, and like you're getting validation of that, and like people are always, you're working so hard and everything like that. But I was always looking at motivational videos because I couldn't find it in myself to do it, because I could get through a project, I could get things done, but then I get so exhausted that I need to find something else. And I was constantly doing that, like just barely running on steam, because I wasn't taking the time and being okay taking the time to like just really refuel and take care of myself. So I saw somebody say this beautifully, and when people say, like, you have so much confidence, like, it's so inspiring, like, what makes you confident? And her putting this into words really solidified it and made it very clear for me, is it's not that I'm confident in, I love my body every day, I feel so good, I'm always motivated, like, nothing can go wrong. It's, I've accepted where I'm at. I've accepted who I am. I've accepted that I am very introverted, and it takes a lot of energy for me to be out in the world and to be in a very extroverted career. It takes a lot for me to exist around people. It takes a lot for me to go into the gym and not critique myself compared to everybody else. It takes a lot for me to not feel like an imposter in an area that I have over a decade of experience in. It takes a lot for me to see myself in the mirror every day and to have accepted myself. It's not an unshakable confidence. It's an unshakable acceptance where I know myself and I'm no longer going to sacrifice somebody like my comfort and my sanity and my needs for somebody else's understanding. That just because they're very much in the world of like always pushing forward, like keeping your struggles to yourself, like always putting on a happy face, like just because somebody else is still struggling with that doesn't mean that I need to bend down to that as well as I am growing and learning to accept myself and being okay with that. So it's not that. It's confidence, it's acceptance, it's becoming neutral to the fact that numbers are in the world and they're just information. They do not equal worth. Numbers do not equal your worth. I know that I am enough, even though there's more things that I want to do, even though there is extra weight I want to lose, even though there is more muscle I want to build, even though there are more things I want to do, physically, mentally, emotionally, personally, financially, professionally, all of those things. It's not that it's everything is fine and we're doing okay and everything's sunshiny and rainbows. It's still like very much a process, but it is learning that I am never going to be perfect and I don't want to be perfect because when I've tried to be, it took over my life and existence and I lost who I was. So it's not that. It's acceptance. So with that acceptance, I am having to relearn how to take days off, which is rest days. And it's not active rest days, even though I still see that online. It's not productive rest days, even though I still see that online. For me, and for where I'm at right now and for what I need to do for the next few months, is it was me writing down and accepting that any day that I have off, where I don't have to go to work, where there isn't things that I have to do, I can just sit and binge TV and take naps and eat food when I feel like called to eat. I don't need to get all of my meals in if I don't want to, but it's not the psychological, like I didn't do enough or I didn't do enough to earn my food. It's literally just me learning and listening to my body and knowing that on days off, I don't need as many calories because I'm not working as hard, even though I did go to the gym, so I did eat more. But it's learning to take those days off and not feeling guilty the whole time. And I got to a point yesterday where I had accepted that. Whereas normally before on my days off, I would try and get a bunch of things done that I couldn't before, or I didn't have the motivation to do before, or there just wasn't enough time for me personally. And it's hard because I have so little time to myself. And especially in the situation that I'm in right now, it is very different. So having the little time that I do have for myself, I try and hold on to that as much as I can and just kind of drowning myself out in, like, I'll be scrolling a lot or watching shows or just kind of trying to exist and avoid any kind of work because I just want to be with myself. And I want to avoid the work and things that I need to do, like moving forward, because it's not the things that I want to do. It's the things that I have to do, like trading time for money kind of thing. And I want more time to myself to do things that I want to do. But if I'm constantly filling that with to-do lists, then it's hard to do that. So it's been me having to talk myself through this and say that it's okay and unlearning all of the negative things for me. And everybody is needing to do this in their own specific way. Like, not everybody needs a full day off on their days off. Like, some people just need to accept that it's okay to take a day off from the gym and it's not going to ruin your life and ruin your existence and ruin all of your progress. That just because you have a day off doesn't mean you have to go and do something. Like, it's okay to be a couch potato. It's okay to be a couch potato. You don't need to earn your calories. You don't need to earn your food, and you don't need to undereat thinking that that's going to be the thing that will get you to your goal faster. Because my big thing that I help and teach people and help my clients and everybody that I come in contact with when it comes to this stuff, and that's a whole other podcast, but is you need to find balance with this. Like, what do you want? Like, that whole goal that you have. So for my journal courses, it's a 30-day goal. Like, what do you want to, what would you love to see accomplished in 30 days? What would you, if it's working with me one-on-one, what would you like to see accomplished in the next 3 to 6 months? What would you like to see accomplished in a year? Like, what does your, and even, not even just a time frame, but like, end goal, end result, what is it that you are really working towards, and why is it that you want that? Like, what do you want your life to look like? And I guarantee you, it's not a number or a thing, but it's ultimately a feeling. I want to feel good. I want to feel happy in my skin. I want to feel like I know what I'm doing. I want to know that I am doing well. I want to not have to stress about this. I want to feel like I can do anything. I want to feel empowered. I want to feel rested. I want to know what that's like. My big thing was, for me, I wanted balance. And this is all over the place. It's a brain dump diaries, whatever. When I was really bad in my dieting a few years ago, I knew that, like, and I was feeling lonely and wanted a relationship, but I knew that I wanted a boyfriend that was still very much motivated and dedicated to the gym, but it wasn't like his career path. He still did something outside of the gym. This was just something that he very much enjoyed doing. Not somebody that was going to be doing a lot of dieting, because I had been in that life and been around those people, and I was just ready for a change. And I wanted somebody that was like, that still like was healthy and focused on their health and focused on healthy eating, but also like would want to go out to eat, and it didn't have to be on a scheduled day or time for a cheat day or anything like that. And it was a lot of to keep me balanced, to keep me sane, to fix me from all the things that I was doing wrong. And being alone and single, why was I waiting and putting that much power and life-changing things in somebody else's hands? Why was I pushing that off? Why was I feeling like I was going to stay broken until somebody else saw my potential and saw me and was willing to help fix me? Like, no, that's not it. So the first step is always you. The first step is always you taking control and taking a say back in your life. What do you want? I wanted a balanced life in the sense of I was still motivated and still seeing progress in the gym, but it wasn't my every waking moment's thought. There was balance in it, and it had its time and place, but it didn't take over my life. It was still like sticking with my healthy eating, but if I wanted to go out and get food for the night, like I could do that. And I knew that it wasn't going to consume me or change everything. Like, I was still going to see results from that, because balance is taking stress away from things that do not need to be stressful. Yes, there's a time and place where you need to make little sacrifices, but you can find balance still with those sacrifices. Like, for me, I'm having to work more and take on more responsibility, and I'm learning to cope with that. I'm learning to make the changes that I need to in order to make that okay. I'm learning to find that balance to make sure that it is going to be okay, where it's not something that is going to consume my soul. It's finding the balance to make it work. So it's not an inability to stick with something or to push through. It's an awareness of knowing yourself, of knowing what it is you do and don't want, and acting accordingly, and making choices and decisions based off of that. So, moving forward with that, I want you to look at your goals and actually look at them. Like, what do you actually want to accomplish and why? And is there a deeper meaning? Is there a deeper thing behind it? Is it a goal for you, or is it a goal for somebody else to see you and validate you? Because if it's a goal for you, then it's always going to be worth it. And it's finding the balance to make it work for you now as you're going through things, rather than sacrificing yourself for a moment and pushing away all the times in your life, all the rest of those moments in life. So rest days aren't bad. They aren't something to be stressed about. It's finding the balance with it of there's not too many rest days, but there are also rest days. It's learning that it is okay, and it's defining what that is for you. It doesn't have to be just a full binge day. If that's not what you need, maybe it's just a movie at night because you don't allow yourself or you don't have the time for that during the rest of the week. It could just be like not going to the gym one night and having that scheduled out, or picking it whenever you are tired. And that's a whole other one as well. I think I may have done a podcast on that already, but it is just finding the balance in it and knowing that it is going to be okay and deciding it is. It's not going and checking and seeing what everybody else is doing and knowing that, or seeing how other successful people are running and existing, because they're running and existing and seeing success because of them. They're seeing success because they know how they run and operate well, and you need to find out what works best for you, how you run and operate well with. So, on that note, I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to go to a work meeting, and then I'm going to come home and have lunch, work on some stuff for me, because I kind of have taken the morning off, and that's totally fine. I don't need to be productive all the time, and I'm learning to be okay with that, because once I let go of that stress, I am going to have the motivation to do more things, because I'm going to have more time available for me to freely choose what I want to do with it, rather than forcing work to be done because I don't have time. Does that make sense? Once it's a choice and it's no longer a chore, and choice can just be, and choice is still whether you schedule it or not. It's a choice that you are deciding. You either are going to stress about this or you're not going to, and it's just going to come as it is. But it's totally up to you. So I'm working on that still. I'm definitely farther along than I was before, but it's still a constant thing where it's constantly growing to the point where you don't have to think about it anymore. Like, I can step on the scale now, and whatever number I see, whether it's good or bad, whether it's up or down, however you want to define that, it doesn't affect my day. It doesn't affect my eating habits. It doesn't affect my workout routine. It doesn't affect my existence. It doesn't affect my mentality. It's just a thing that's there. And same with food. I'm making choices based off of how I want to feel and how I know my body wants to run and what it is craving, in the sense of what it needs, not in the sense of there's something else lacking in my life that needs fulfillment, because cravings come from lack. Go and check that podcast out. That's a good one as well. But all of the stuff I talk about and coach my clients through. So I don't know how to end this other than that, but I hope you have a fantastic day. Thanks for tuning in. This one is a little longer than my last few, but welcome to the Brain Dump Diaries. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye.